In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come close to the light of our human life. At the very end of his letter to the Galatians, St. Paul says, "For neither circumcision counts for anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creation." With the baptism of Anna Victoria, we behold how God, triune and tripersonal, continues to work in time and space. How the triune and tripersonal God continues his creation by making today a Christian. As Tertullian said, Christians are not born, they are made. No one who has been baptized, no one who approaches the chalice was born a Christian. We were all made Christians in and through baptism. And it is only in and through baptism that we have or can speak of rebirth or regeneration. Today, Anna Victoria is regenerated and is made a member of Christ's living body. From the very first day when she entered into this world, she was sealed with the cross. And with that seal, she was preparing for her baptism. From the very first day she saw the light of the sun, she was sealed with the cross and was preparing to receive into her life, into every fiber of her being, the uncreated light. Indeed, Jesus has come into the world to make all things new. And it is in and through baptism that all of us have entered that new life which transcends time and space, that new life which removes from us the veil of darkness and mortality, and that new life which clothes us with Christ himself, who is our light and our life. When St. Paul speaks about a new creation, he speaks precisely about the new creation having as its foundation the cross. And we have spoken about the cross many times and how it is only in and through the cross that death is annihilated. It is only in and through the cross that life is renewed. It is only in and through the cross that the tomb becomes the passageway from mortality to immortality, from death to life. Anna Victoria wears now the cross of the Lord. Her identity has been formed, just as our identity has been formed in and through baptism. But our identity is not completed. It will never be completed. Why? Why will our identity never be completed? Any guesses? It's a free country, so you please, for now, speak up.
Guys,
yes. God is infinite, and each of us is called to have a relationship with the infinite one. And that relationship has no end. That relationship has no bounds. Today, Anna Victoria enters the new covenant, the covenant that goes beyond the law. And we see in today's gospel, according to St. Luke, how indeed the law is being transcended and how the new creation is being established. Jesus touches a dead child. In the Old Testament, contact with the dead renders one what?
Unclean.
Unclean, impure. Jesus allows, even though he asks, "Who touched me?" He allows a hemorrhaging woman to draw near and to touch the hem of his garment. This in and of itself renders him impure, unclean. And this gospel reveals to us how Jesus is overcoming all the taboos of the old law in order to establish the new law. The new law based on interpersonal relationships. More specifically, the new law based on the interpersonal relationship between God and ourselves. We are called to have an infinite relationship with the triune and tripersonal God. Our relationship with God is not through the law. Our relationship with God is face to face. Our relationship to God is person to person. This is one of the great, if not the greatest, revelation that is given to us in and through the birth, death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord. When the Lord ascends the cross and draws everyone and everything to himself, he is precisely showing us that our life has its identity only in, through, and with him. It is only by the Lord gathering us to himself that we recover ourselves. It is only by the Lord drawing near to us and calling us to draw near to him that our identity is being formed. What we have seen today in the baptism of Anna Victoria is precisely the making of the old into something new. And even though this child is just a few months old, she has entered into a context which renders her old and mortal, which renders her a child of darkness. And therefore, in and through this baptism, she is delivered from darkness. She is delivered from mortality. She is delivered from the law, the old law, and she is brought into that new creation, the new creation in which the new tree of life is planted, the tree of the cross. She wears the cross, and God willing, she will come to know more about the cross. She will come to embrace the cross and to live by the cross and to receive her new and eternal life consistently from the cross. So brothers and sisters, what we have heard in the Gospel of St. Luke, of the Lord raising the dead child, the dead daughter of Jairus, and healing the hemorrhaging woman, opens to us the door to the new paradise, the paradise more glorious and more brilliant and more teeming with life than the paradise described in Genesis. Today we see in the baptism of Anna Victoria one who passes from that old life, already becoming a citizen of that new life, one who is joined to the crucified and risen Christ, one who is a child of the Father, sustained by the life and person of the Holy Spirit. Today, we welcome into our midst a new Christian, a new creation, to whom is given the common and wonderful life we all share in Christ. Because of this, we have to give thanks to God. Because of this, we are never to forget what each of us has been given in and through baptism. Because of this, we are to continuously, forever, glorify and praise Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.